Welcome back to WBOI Presents. I'm Ben Clemmer. The final part of our panel discussion concludes with moderator Steve Butz asking Fernando Zappari to speak about his experience in manufacturing. Enjoy!
Fernando, so I wonder if you could talk a little bit about, I know that you've visited a lot of factories and you've spoken with a lot of workers in the region over the years. And so talk a little bit about your experiences, but then also what you've learned over the course of your time working in Mexicano and covering issues of labor locally.
Yes, again, thank you for the invitation. And I started in Mexico when you're 1 of 10, you have to start working pretty young. So I was very young when I started delivering newspapers. And I'm still delivering newspapers. That was my first job, and it seems like it's going to be my last job, but that's okay. I just love what you do, and I do. But when I first came over here, I had to do a little bit of everything. Like David say, he was making $6.45. I was making $2.35 an hour. And I would never, ever forget one time this guy, my boss, comes over and tells me, Paco, it was, when you come to this country, it's many times you have to change your name. You had to, so my name back then was Paco. Anyways, he calls me aside and he said, you've been doing such a great job. I couldn't really understand. All I understood that he was going to give me a raise, and I got a raise for 10 cents an hour. I say, wow, you know, so that. And so we did factory work. I did construction work. I did bakery work. We did lots of different types of work, janitorial. But finally, I got into the union, labor's union, and I worked there for 14 years until I fell off a scaffold. And I could not go back to work again, doing construction. I mean, I was fear of heights, and it was a bad accident that happened to me. So I didn't know what I was going to do next.
This is Ben Clemmer, producer of this program. We experienced multiple issues with the audio during this section, but I wanted to make sure Fernando Zappari's story continues to make sense. After wondering what to do next after his accident, Zappari returned to his love of newspaper. And this eventually led to the creation of El Mexicano newspaper, which Zappari edits and publishes. Zappari will continue from here. Thank you for listening.
So we started doing the paper, and because of that, that kind of took me into being invited to tour some factories, some processing meat plants, and to have many friends that work there, and the best people in the world. And that's why I'm here. That's why I accepted Raquel's invitation to be here, because I want to speak up for those who cannot speak for themselves. Sometimes they're not here because they're fearful. I'm telling you, it's the people that we criminalize, that we demonize. It's the people that I like to tell people that puts food on our table. I've been invited to some of these plants, and I come home and I tell my wife and people. And I don't tell too many people because I don't want someone going out there and saying, oh, they're doing something that's not right. But about 95% of the people that work in these poultry plants or meat processing plants, 95% are either Latinos or Burmese. Yeah, it's like 65% Latinos in there, 30% Burmese, and the 5% is Americans doing the administrative work. But if you ever go and tour one of these places, you will appreciate so much more what we got. I mean, these people are just repetitive, moving. It's incredible. And then the place got to be, it's like raining. It's like misty because they don't want no germs on this. And I went in there, you have to put some kind of special boots in there because it's all wet. The temperature has to be, no matter whatever the temperature is outside, inside of those places is like 35, 40 degrees all the time. So many accidents that happen all the time too. And then the same I can say about the agricultural workers and the construction people, some of the most wonderful people you'll ever meet. But these are the people that we always talk bad about. We always say, they're the one that costing us billions and billions of dollars in this country. They're taking this. They don't. These people comes to work. Their kids were born in this country. Their kids are American people. And like I say, main reason I'm here is not to talk about what I did. And I did some heavy work myself. My wife also worked for 30 years on a foundry. And but it's some of these folks that for some reason there's the scapegoats of every problem that America has. Instead of being thankful for them for doing what they do, they say, well, yes, a lot of people say, well, yes, but it's legal immigrants, not illegal immigrants. But 70% of the people that works on the fields and 70% of the people that works on these places, like I told you, processing the meats and the poultry and everything else, 70% of those are undocumented immigrants. And imagine if we somehow shut the door and these places of work are around here. Yeah, you probably pass through some of those every day. But if they shut them down, where are we going to get those, or how much are we going to pay? Because most people like myself, like David nowadays, probably don't want to work in there either. It's tough work. It's very tough work. So like I say, I'm very grateful for what I do. I like what I do. I love what I do. And that's to inform and to educate our Hispanic Latino community and also you about who we are and who they are and what they do. And they do not take any welfare or pension, none of that stuff. That's all lies. They cannot even apply to get a state ID because they will not get one. You have to have a social security for it. These people are not newcomers. They're not. It's not like they're still climbing over the walls or nothing. They've been here for 20, 30 years, most of them that I know. Last night we went, some compadres invited us to eat. Compadres is like best friends. They invited us to eat to this restaurant. And I was so, it was like probably 15 of us sitting at the table, all roofers. They install roof. These people, they're so proud and they make good money and they work so hard. And they're beautiful people. So don't ever, if you, instead of, we should be thankful for them. We should say thank you for what you do. These guys, agricultural workers, it doesn't matter whether it's raining or shining, they be out there picking the lettuce or the tomatoes or whatever so that we can have them fresh on our table. And like I said, that's the main reason I'm here, not to talk about my work experiences myself, but yes, I never forget first day in construction, my hands were bleeding. Yeah, because I wasn't used to the physical work. And I was told when I was living in Mexico, oh man, Americanos, because we always had Americanos, like I told you, John Wayne was one of them, living over there in Mazatlan. I said, man, Americanos must have it made in the world. They don't have to work that hard. They're always in vacation. You know, we always see them in vacation. But when I came here, the most, and now I say they're the toughest people to work in, of any other country in the world. And I'm very thankful. I'm very, very thankful and grateful to have these type of friends and to grow up in an environment that taught me to be very thankful and to have so much credit to all of you. And to you, Steve, for doing this type of event that educates and teaches everybody. It teaches me a lot. I learned a lot from Lynn, from David. And I know David a long time. And David, your English is getting about as good as mine. Pretty soon you probably, David, struggle with his English, but I think Raquel can say that your English is awesome. Yes, it's beautiful. One of those days I will be like you. But again, thank you so much, and thank you for this event, Steve.
Well, thank you everyone for coming out today, and thanks to our panelists for sharing their stories. Thank you guys so much.
Thank you.
Thank you for having us.
This has been an episode of WBOI Presents. This panel can be found on WBOI.org later this week, and links to the previous two UC2 panels will be available as well. Thank you for listening and supporting this program. Our music is by Mark Waldick. Folktales is next. Have a wonderful night.